Today, we'd like to study the title of Transfigured Jesus in Mark chapter 9, verses 1 to 13. To online world members, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 7, and a cloud came and overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." After transfigured Jesus and appearing Moses and Elijah, what is taught to his disciples? What is taught to his disciples? Question 2. In verse 9, now as they came down from the mountain, he commanded them that they should tell no one the things they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. Why did Jesus command his disciples not to tell the things? Not to tell the things. Last question, in verse 12, then he answered and told them, "Indeed, Elijah is coming first and restores all things. And how is it written concerning the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be treated with contempt?" What does the phrase of coming first and restores all things mean? In order to understand chapter 9, we want to see brief background. Last chapter, Mark chapter 8, verses 27 through 38, Peter made a confession and Jesus taught his death and resurrection. Verse 29, chapter 8, Jesus said to his disciples, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered and said to him, "You are the Christ." The Christ, the Greek word rooted English word, that Hebrew word rooted English word Messiah. So that means the anointed one. So the one anointed by God to save the people. So Jesus is the Messiah anointed by God. Verse 31, and he, Jesus, began to teach them, his disciples, then the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed. So Jesus will be dead and after 3 days rise again. Jesus taught his disciples his rising from the dead. Then verse 38, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, over him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Jesus said, whoever is ashamed of Jesus and his word or scriptures, God's word, Jesus also will be ashamed of him or her when Jesus comes again. Like a disciple Paul confessed by himself, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. So transfigure means to change a body, or to transform, or metamorphose. Verse 1, and Jesus said to his disciples, assuredly I say to you, that there are some standing here who will not taste death, who will not experience physical death until they, those people, see the kingdom of God present with power. In this context, present with power, the kingdom of God, is verses 2 and 3. So, transfigured Jesus with shining white clothes is a sign of the kingdom of God present with power. Verse 2, now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John. So three disciples were the representatives of the 12 disciples, Peter, James, and John, and led them up on a high mountain. High mountain, biblical scholar assumed that is a Mount of Hermon, because the last time Jesus was at Caesarea Philippi. So northbound is the mountain over Hermon, a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured. So in order to spiritual experience for retreat, we often choose the mountain or a hill separated from the world, such as Mount of Sinai, Exodus chapter 24, verse 12, God gave law to Moses. Then the Lord said to Moses, come up to me on the mountain of Sinai and be there, and I will give you tablets of stone and the law and commandments which I have written, that you may teach them. Also, 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 8 to 9, God gave his word to Elijah in the mountain of Horeb, which is Mount Sinai too. So he arose and ate. Elijah arose and ate and drank, and Elijah went into strength of death food 40 days and 40 nights, as far as Horeb, the mountain of God. And there he went into a cave and spent the night in that place. And behold, or look, the word of the Lord came to Elijah. And the Lord said to Elijah, what are you doing here, Elijah? So the gospel is given to the mountain of Horeb. Likewise, Jesus brought his three disciples to the mountain. He was transfigured before them. Here, passive tense. Jesus was transfigured by God before them, before three disciples. His clothes became shining, exceeding white, like snow, such as no launderer or fuller on earth can white them. So the whiteness is much whiter than the whites which launderers bleaches the clothes. So here, shining white appears the divine nature, such as Luke chapter 24, verse 4, Jesus resurrected the angels, looks like, and it happened as they were. The angels of God were greatly, that is Mary, so visitors were greatly perplexed about this resurrection. That behold, look, two angels stood by them in shining garment. So the angels wore shining garments. First of all, and Elijah appeared to them, two, three disciples, with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. Elijah is the representative of the prophets, appeared to them, two, three disciples, with Moses. Moses, who is the representative of the law, which is in the Old Testament, law and prophecy. So Old Testament contains law and prophecy. And talking with Jesus, talking about what? Luke chapter 9, verse 30 and 31, another gospel talking about, and behold, Luke, two men, Elijah and Moses, talked with Jesus, who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his disease. So Jesus' death, which Jesus was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. So Elijah, Moses, talking about Jesus' death with Jesus. Then, with Jesus Christ, because Peter compares Jesus is the Christ, Messiah. So Messiah as a law and prophet talk in the Old Testament. That is, Mosaic law and prophecies are fulfilled by Jesus. Also, Jesus also talked about the Gospel, Luke chapter 24, verse 27. And beginning at Moses' law and all the prophecies, Jesus expounded to them, Moses and prophets, in all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. So simply, all the scriptures concerned Jesus. So which meaning? Jesus fulfilled Moses' Mosaic law and all the prophet means all the prophecies. So fulfilled by Jesus. Verse 5, then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. So Peter had a spiritual experience, transfigured Jesus with the other appearing, Elijah and Moses. So because of his spiritual experiences on a mountain, which is good, but should be practiced in our daily life in the world. Because Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 and 14, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. So in the world, we should bring people to Christ or close to Christ. So we should not stay on the mountain separated from the world. So we had a spiritual experience, which is good, should be practiced in our daily life in the world, not on the mountain. Although John 17, verse 14, Jesus said, I have given them your word. The world has hated them, his disciples, because the disciples are not of the world. We do not belong to the world, just as I am not of the world. Jesus does not belong to the world, but of the heaven. But we should live in the world. And let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. Because, verse 6, he did not know what to say. In this case, it is better to keep silent rather than saying something, for they were greatly afraid. So all three disciples, Peter, John, James were greatly afraid. Verse 7, and a cloud came. Cloud is a symbol of the presence of God, such as 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 10. And it came to pass, and when the priest came out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord. So cloud is a symbol of the presence of God. This is my beloved son. So overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son, which meaning Jesus as the son of God. Because God the Father said, this is my beloved son, which means Jesus as the son of God. So hear him. Hear him means hear Jesus. So number one, hear him means shows us, teaches us, Jesus fulfilled all the Testament, which contains Moses and Elijah, or law and prophecies. Number two, in order to see God the Father, we can see God only through Jesus Christ, which meaning without Jesus Christ, we cannot have a relationship with God the Father. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, God, who at various times, in various ways, spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, Old Testament, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. In New Testament time, so God spoke to us by his Son, Jesus Christ, whom Jesus has appointed heir of all things. So God has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So today you want to see God only through Jesus. John chapter 14, verse 8 to 9. Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to Philip, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who had seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Suddenly, verse 8, when they had looked around, they saw no one anymore, but only Jesus with themselves. Verse 9, now as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them that they should tell no one the things they had seen. The things is transfigured Jesus talking with appearing Moses and Elijah. Don't tell those things. Until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The question is why? That answer, verse 10. The disciples did not understand until, in fact, Jesus was dead and rose again. Verse 10 say, so they kept this word to themselves, questioning what the rising from the dead meant. So they did not understand the transfigured Jesus until they saw actual Jesus' resurrection from the dead. So misunderstood the word circulated to other people who might misunderstand too. That's why Jesus let them keep silent. Verse 11, and they asked him, now three disciples asked Jesus saying, why do the scribes say that? So scribes is the person who copies scriptures, that Elijah must come first. So Old Testament Malachi chapter 5, verses 5 and 6 says, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Before coming, the Lord God said, Elijah will be sent. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers. So his job is transform the heart to the Lord. Lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Otherwise, there will be cursed. There will be punished. So here God said, before coming to the Lord, God will send Elijah. Verse 12, then Jesus answered and told them, indeed Elijah is coming first and restores all things. So here, coming first, restores all things, restores their heart, people's heart to the Lord. And how is it written concerning the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be treated with contempt, or be set up with naught or nothing? So Matthew chapter 17, verse 12 and 13. Matthew chapter 12 and 13. This is number 9. Okay. But I say to you that Elijah has come already, Jesus said, and they did not know him, but did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is also about to suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist. So Elijah first is John the Baptist. Also, Luke chapter 1, verse 17, the angel said, he will also go before, Luke 1, chapter 17, before him, in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn to the heart of the father to the children, and disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. So the angel told to John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, said, to John the Baptist, so they call a forerunner in the spirit and the power of Elijah go before the Lord. So Elijah's job, John the Baptist's job, prepared people's heart for the Lord, toward the Lord. Also, John chapter 1, verse 21-23, and people asked John the Baptist, what then, are you Elijah? John the Baptist said, I am not. Are you the prophet, dead prophet, Elijah? And John the Baptist answered, no. Then they said to him, who are you, that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say about yourself? John said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. So here, John the Baptist's job restores people's heart for the Lord, toward the Lord, repent their sins, transform hearts to Christ. Matthew chapter 3, verse 2, John the Baptist is saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Here, Elijah means Elijah not per se, Elijah himself, but Elijah in spiritual sense. He must suffer. Also, we want to see Zechariah's chapter, Zechariah's chapter 4, verse 3. Two olive trees are by it, one at the right of the bowl, and the other at its left. So, two olive trees, that's a symbol of two witnesses preparing before the Lord is coming. So Revelation chapter 11, verse 3, and I will give a power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,206 days clothed in sackcloth. So 1,260 days, the last 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation period. So before the Lord's second coming, God sent two witnesses. Two witnesses in spiritual sense, two witnesses. So such as Elijah or Moses, not Elijah himself, not Moses himself. This spiritual sense is Elijah or Moses or Enoch or John the Baptist. So verse 13, here Jesus said, "And how is it written concerning the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be treated with contempt?" That's talking about Jesus' crucifixion, Isaiah chapter, first coming Messiah who was killed, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3-6. He is despised and rejected by men. Or surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. He was bruised for our iniquities. We like a sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So, verse 13. But I say to you that Elijah has also come, and they did to him whatever they wished. This indicated John the Baptist. So, in the spirit of Elijah, came first. So, they did to him whatever they wished. So, the people imprisoned John the Baptist and killed John the Baptist by cutting off his head on the dish. So as it is written over him. Let's see each question. In verse 7, "And a cloud came and overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, 'This is my beloved Son, hear him.' After transfigured Jesus and appearing Moses and Elijah, what is taught to his disciples?" This is Jesus fulfilled Old Testament, such as including Moses and Elijah, law and prophecy. Also, we can see God only through Jesus Christ. Those things are being taught to his disciples. Question 2. In verse 9, "Now as they came down from the mountain, he commanded them that they should tell no one the things they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead." Why did Jesus command his disciples not to tell the things? Because in light of verse 10, disciples did not understand the transfigured Jesus talking with, appearing, Moses and Elijah until Jesus rising from the dead. Question 3, in verse 12, "Then he answered and told them, 'Indeed Elijah is coming first and restores all things. And how is it written concerning the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be treated with contempt?'" What does the phrase of restores all things mean? Restoring people's heart toward the Lord or for the Lord. Let's just sing song all together. Our last song, the Blue Book, page 40, number 5.